with SRN News.
I'm John Scott.
Senate Republicans passed President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill with help from Vice President Vance as a tiebreaker. Reporter Bernie Bennett with a story.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being evenly divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
It's a colossal achievement for Senate leadership and the White House, but the taxes, border, and defense package still has to clear the House, where discontent has been building for days. GOP Senators Rand Paul, Tom Tillis, and Susan Collins voted with Democrats against the bill, requiring a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Vance. Senator Lisa Murkowski ended up voting for the legislation after multiple rounds of overnight negotiations. Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill.
President Trump toured the new detention center with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. He says this center has built-in security.
They have a lot of bodyguards and a lot of cops that are in the form of alligators. You don't have to pay them so much. But I wouldn't want to run through the Everglades for long. It will keep people where they're supposed to be.
That detention center is in Okapi, Florida. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is fighting political opposition from his own supporters.
His agenda has run onto the rocks as he struggles to convince British voters and his own party that his government's delivering the change that it promised. Lawmakers are due to vote on welfare reforms that have sparked a rebellion among lawmakers. Starmer softened proposed cuts to disability benefits after a backlash, but dissent remains. John Curtis, a political scientist at the University of Strathclyde, says Starmer has had the worst start for any newly elected prime minister. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died. He was 90. This is SRN News. A lot of people of faith voted for President Trump.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson, professor at Loyola Law School, says that any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by parents. The books in question promote the LGBT lifestyle. This is SRN News. In consumer news, Chrysler voluntarily recalling some of its 2022 through 2025 Pacifica and Voyager vehicles.
It's to replace their side curtain airbags if needed. The recall potentially affects over 250,000 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's because some side curtain airbags may not hold enough pressure during deployment to limit the risk for passengers during certain types of crashes. Chrysler's parent company says it's not aware of any related injuries or accidents, but it's urging customers to follow the instructions on their recall notices. Keith Peters, Washington.
An object bright enough to be seen streaking across the midday sky has fallen across parts of the southeastern U.S. The National Weather Service says that object was likely either a meteor or possibly space junk. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.